Greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Tuesday, November the 22nd, 2011. And this is what I am calling special Sunday school sessions. We are going through some Sunday school lessons to show that the Sunday school lessons and that the whole of the scriptures, Bible, Quran, no matter where you start or end, all of it is revelation, and all of it causes us to understand our reality and what is going on today. Now, we are in chapter 5 of Saint Matthew, and we are looking at verse 13 in chapter 5, ye are the salt of the earth. The Occupy movement is the salt of the earth. The Occupy movement is that matter used by God to fertilize arable land. You see, sisters and brothers, all of us have the potential, like land that is arable, to produce. We have the potential to manifest God, manifest Christ. We have the potential to rise up and stand against the oppressor. We have the potential to call attention to the wickedness of the ruling class, the ruling families, the 1%, the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the Wall Street oligarchs, the corporate elite plutocrats. We all have that potential. But it took the Occupy movement for many of us to manifest that potential. The Occupy movement is like a fertilizer, giving us that ingredient that will cause growth within our consciousness. And maybe the Occupy movement has influenced a sister, a Caucasian sister by the name of Elizabeth Warren, to run for a Senate seat in Massachusetts. And this beautiful Caucasian sister is running with the idea and consciousness to target the big banks. She wants to show that the big banks are doing wickedly, committing acts of destruction to middle class families and working class families. Maybe it was the Occupy movement that caused such consciousness. We also see that in Palestine, activists are rising up and launching freedom rides in the West Bank, protesting their condition implemented or put upon them by the wicked Israeli government, which is also a part of this wicked construct constructed by the wicked 1% that is destroying the whole of the oppressed, the whole of the human family. So the Occupy movement in America, the Occupy movement in Palestine, in Africa, and these Palestinian sisters and brothers are also taking encouragement from the 1961 freedom fighters, freedom riders in the South, in the United States of North America, that took place in 1961 in the Jim Crow South. And so we see that this continuous conscious raising, how the 60s have given us that consciousness today, how we can look back to the 60s and see that those sisters and brothers are the salt of the earth in that time, are the saline entity that causes fertilization for us who are arable. We're like arable land having the potential to stand up and fight. And so those sisters and brothers in the 60s are giving us that fertilization, that consciousness. Maybe the Occupy movement is causing us to understand that, and some of them understand, that all of the wars must cease. And so we see that America is now heating up to cause another war in Iran. They are heating up in Israel. Israel is threatening to launch a strike against Iran over the lie of a nuclear war program by Iran. Lies, just like the lies told against Iraq. The nuclear program in Iran is for peaceful purposes. And say it was for war. America has nuclear weapons for war, dropped them on Nagasaki, Hiroshima. Israel has all manner of weapons of war, nuclear weapons. India has nuclear weapons. Apparently, if you're a friend of America, you can have nuclear weapons. I don't like any nuclear weapons. But we want to point out the hypocrisy. All of the Occupy movements are raising our consciousness. Even in Egypt now, sisters and brothers are back out in the streets because America, CIA, Mossad, Israel, MI6 and 5 Britain, all of them infiltrated the movement in Egypt and only replaced a puppet Mubarak with a puppet military. And the puppeteer Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, 1%, Wall Street, oligarchs, and plutocrats are pressing sisters and brothers in Egypt, are pressing Coptic sisters and brothers, are pressing the people, killing the people, and the people have had enough again. And so we see the Occupy movement in Egypt heating up again. You see, this is Christ. This is the second coming of Christ right before our eyes if we recognize that reality. The consciousness of the Occupy movement hopefully is causing us to understand that this so-called bipartisan super committee in the United States of North America, this panel, is only being manipulated or being used to hijack the economic system and purposefully constructed to fail so that the $1.2 trillion in automatic spending cuts over the next 10 years will kick in. The whole idea is that the Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, 1%, Wall Street oligarchs, corporate elite plutocrats want the Democrats and Republicans to fail and are only using the Democrats and Republicans to gut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, education, all of those programs for the people. This is being done on purpose so that the $1.2 trillion can come automatically at the expense of the masses of the people, the middle class, the working class. All of this is fanfare. All of this is theater. Obama, the Democrats, and the Republicans are all being manipulated and used to cause us to think that all of us must sacrifice. The middle class and the poor and the oppressed have always sacrificed. People like Bill Clinton and the Republican Party want us to think that the wealthy and the corporate elites pay their fair share in taxes. Unreal. Now, Clinton, I saw him on Dave Stewart, I think that's his name, The Daily Show. And he did make a differentiation between such mentality and the reality that you need to raise some of the taxes on the wealthy and the corporate elites. But we know that even Bill Clinton's plan does not go far enough, and he is being used to put out some type of true solution, but only goes so far to mitigate the reality that Christ is here to overturn this whole wicked construct coming from the 1%, 2%. So hopefully the Occupy movement is giving us that type of consciousness to be able to think critically. And even when Bill Clinton appears to give us some solution, say, no, you don't go far enough, move him aside and go with people like Omalia Shetella, Louis Farrakhan. Go with people like Richard Wolff, great economist that works for WBAI and the Pacifica Radio, giving us true solutions. So this super committee is meant to fail. It's meant to cause us to think that they are really working on our behalf, when in reality, the whole idea is to go after the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Go after the middle class. Cut our programs. Cut Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. Cut education. Cut food stamps. Cut the poor. Michelle Bachmann, she said in the last debate, that the Great Society, she wanted all of it to be done away with. Just go on the internet and research Lyndon Baines Johnson and the Great Society. We don't say that Lyndon Baines Johnson was a great man politically. We know that it was pressure from the people that forced Lyndon Baines Johnson to do something on behalf of the people. And he was only working to mitigate Christ, to mitigate the total obliteration of this wicked system. And so we understand these things. Banks on pace to spend record amount on lobbying. So the banks are lobbying the politicians so that they may continue to control the economy. They have spent $42 million, Wells Fargo $6 million in lobbying, an 80% increase over last year. Other banks spending millions of dollars, not lobbying on behalf of the poor and the oppressed, but lobbying to keep power, lobbying to keep the politicians bought, sold, and sold out. Nation's 10 biggest banks could lose $185 billion as customers move their money. This is directly attributed to the Occupy movement. Some of those in the Occupy movement said, move your money out of these wicked banks that are crushing the people. You see, look how the Occupy movement has given flavor to the consciousness and flavor to the conversation and discourse. Ye are the salt of the earth, Jesus said. Let's see. 15 arrested at a Bank of America anti-foreclosure sit-in. So some of the Occupy sisters and brothers do not approve of Bank of America foreclosing on homes and houses and families, because we know that this is fraudulent behavior emanating from Bank of America. Ah, student movement. Some of the students in various colleges and universities in the United States of North America have seen fit to occupy some of the college campuses. And I think it was Berkeley, UC Berkeley, where we just saw the police come out and pepper spray a whole row of students who were sitting peacefully, arms locked, protesting the reality that the regents and the regents are connected to various businesses and various corporations. The corporations and banks and whatnot have their people sitting as regents of the colleges. And these regents of the colleges, having the mentality of the 1%, 5%, 10%, Wall Street, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, raising tuition. I think it's up to $20,000annually. I think now it's going to be raised to $26,000 annually. Poor people cannot afford an education. Education is a human right. Look at Libya. They claim Gaddafi was such an evil man. But did you know, as we keep saying, that in Libya education was free, healthcare was free? Everyone had access to the land, the wealth, the resources. But in America, 26,000, 20,000. So some of the students fed up. And you saw in, I think, UC Berkeley, some of the police just going crazy and bashing students in the stomach. And various police on various college campuses committing acts of brutality against the people. But this is the Christ consciousness, the Occupy movement. They're the salt of the earth. Questions of entrapment raised. You see, with this Occupy movement going on, in New York, Mayor Bloomberg and the New York Police Department have arrested some brother named Ray Kelly, a Dominican born man. Ray Kelly is the New York City Police Department commissioner. And so he and Mayor Bloomberg, they arrested Jose Pimentel and accused him of trying to construct an act of terrorism. Entrapment, false flag operation, entrapment. Some FBI agent induced the man and entrapped the man. And then they arrest him and say, oh, another victory against terrorism. No, the Occupy movement has raised our consciousness. This is nothing but something to divert our attention from Christ in the Occupy movement. We're not going for it. 4,000, 4,000 marched to protest controversial Latin American military training base. You see, there was a training, there was an entity called the School of the Americas, in which the CIA, America's military, special ops, Britain, Israel, Mossad, all of them trained despots to go back into South America to take power, run the militaries and the police forces, run the right-wing militias, and terrorize the people. Well, 4,000 sisters and brothers, I think mainly Christian, marched in Georgia, Fort Benning, to protest, even though the School of Americas is now called, what is the name now? The Latin American Military Training Base? I forget their official name, but it's a name that causes you to think that something good about this training center. But see, these protesters, these sisters and brothers, maybe the Occupy movement has raised their consciousness. They understand that we know that the same wickedness is going on under another name, that America, the CIA, Israel's Mossad, British MI5 and 6 are yet training wicked people to go back and kill and destroy so-called Latin Americans, sisters and brothers of Central and South America and Mexico, and take the land, the wealth, the resources, and turn it over into the hands of the wicked ruling class and families. So this Christ consciousness, this Occupy movement, is the salt of the earth. And we are thankful for the Occupy movement. Let us take our last break. See you on the other side of the break.
They say, there she goes, that old holy roller. Think she's special, someone needs to tell her that she ain't no better than me. They say she's such a geek, that old Jesus freak. Every time she opens up her mouth to speak, she's always talking about being saved and holy. That was me, Miss Unpopular. Never asked to be part of the crowd. Everyone knew who I was, 'cause my lion's green, Jesus died. Now been stepped on, looked over, just for carrying the cross on my shoulder.
Greetings, greetings, sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program, thinkaboutit.org special Sunday school sessions. Special broadcast Tuesday, November 22nd, 2011 is the broadcast date. Occupy movement, you are the salt of the earth. So Jesus continues to say in verse 13, chapter 5, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? Now, Jesus is saying, suppose we lose our effectiveness. Suppose we lose our consciousness. Suppose we fall back into the old consciousness and we don't flavor the conversation, flavor the consciousness, flavor the discourse. Suppose we don't cut against the grain. Suppose we don't raise up these issues of the 1%, 2%, 5%, 10% wicked ruling class. Suppose we don't talk about cessation of warfare, bloodshed. Suppose we don't talk about standing up and fighting on behalf of the oppressed and obliterating this wicked system of oppression and disconnecting our consciousness from the wicked ruling class and families, the Illuminati, Masonic Order, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers. Suppose we lose our flavor. Suppose we lose our savior. Our savor. This word savor, S-A-V-O-U-R, 3471 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Moraino. Let's see. Oh, this is interesting. This word means to act foolishly and to be foolish. This is interesting. You never know what these words are going to tell you. Now, going way down into the definition, it talks about to make flat and tasteless. It talks about salt that has lost its strength and its flavor. Okay? So that's an obvious definition. If we lose our strength, if we lose our flavor, You see, we are revolutionaries. We are activists. We are the Occupy movement. We are doing what we can where we are to be effective in raising the consciousness of the people by injecting into the conversation and consciousness that which is different from that which you receive from the media, from your presidents and prime ministers, from your heads of state, heads of government, heads of governmental, financial, educational institutions, those who run the system on behalf of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. They want us to think in a certain way. These are the puppets and the puppeteers being the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the ruling class and families. So if we discontinue what we're doing, we will become weak. We will lose our flavor. We will lose our strength. And we will also be acting foolishly and become foolish. This word also means to act foolishly and to make foolish and to be foolish. If we discontinue what we're doing, then we will become a foolish people. It will be foolish not to stand up against the oppressor. It will be foolish not to call attention to the 1%. This is so interesting. Wherewith shall it be salted? Wherewith? Wherewith? In by. Wherewith? Let me see. Wherewith shall it be salted? I believe this means where, from where shall the salt come from? If we don't do the job, who's going to do the job? Wherewith shall it be salted? 233 is the word, let's see, halizo, halizo on the Greek side, to salt, to season with, to sprinkle with salt. So if we lose our savor, our flavor, our strength, if we become foolish, wherewith, now we're getting it. So now, the salt is salting. We are spiritually giving salt to the earth. And if we lose our saltiness, if we lose our effectiveness, then who will salt the earth? Who will be that flavor, that seasoning, that conscious razor, that one that raises the consciousness? Who will do the job? Wherewith shall it be salted? Where shall the earth be salted? Who shall salt the earth? The it here is the earth. The it here is the people, the oppressed, the poor, the afflicted, the needy, the working class, the poor class. If we who are activists cease to do what we're doing, if we lose our strength and become foolish, then who will do the job? Wherewith shall it be salted? From where shall it, the earth, the people, be salted? Where will this consciousness come from? Who shall raise the consciousness of the people so that the people may begin to think correctly, think against the grain, think outside of the box, and be able to produce acts and works that will free and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed? Continuing with Jesus' words, it is thenceforth good for nothing if we do not continue to do what we're doing. We will be good for nothing. We will have lost our effectiveness. We will have lost our strength. We will have become foolish, and we will be making others foolish, and we will be good for nothing. Continuing, verse 13, chapter 5, St. Matthew, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Cast out. If we don't do this job, then we'll be good for nothing, but only to be cast out. Balo, 906, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To throw, to let go of a thing without caring where it falls. If we don't continue to rise up, the only thing we'll be good for is to be thrown away. To scatter, to throw, to cast into, to be thrown. We be nothing left good for us but to be thrown away, cast aside, to give over to one's care uncertain about the result. Look at the condition we will fall into. We will be given over to the care of another. And that will cause us to be uncertain about the result. We can say we don't know what is in the mind of the wicked ruling class, but yet we really do. They want to kill and destroy, to destroy ourselves, to destroy the human family, to destroy the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. That's why we must continue to do what we're doing. The Occupy movement must continue. All of us must do something to stand against the oppressor. Continuing with this definition, to pour out. If we do not do what we're doing, then our saltiness, our strength, our resolve will be poured out. And we will see that we will be put into the hands of the oppressor, and the oppressor will be the winner, because we have ceased to be the salt and the flavor and the conscious raisin. So we must continue what we're doing. Let's go back to verse 13, chapter 5, St. Matthew. Good for nothing but to be cast out. That word out, 1854. Exo, Greek side. Without, out of doors. Now watch this now. If we do not continue to fight on behalf of those who have been kicked out of their homes, cast out into the street, then we will all be without and out of doors. This is what the word exo means. What is the word we're looking up here? Cast out. Good for nothing but to be cast out. Put out of doors. That's what the word means. Exo 1854. Put out of doors. Put without. If we don't continue, we'll be without. We'll be without home, without resources, without life, without health care, without education. We'll be out of doors. To be indoors is to be with all of those that we have just named: health care, education, access to land, wealth, and resources, home, and so on. So if we do nothing, if we lose our strength and our consciousness, we'll be good for nothing but to be cast out, to be without, to be cast out of doors, to be outside of all that the Most High wants for us to be able to utilize, and to be trodden underfoot of men. Verse 13, chapter 5, St. Matthew. 2662 is the word for trodden underfoot. Katapateo. Katapateo. That's the word in the Greek language. 2662, Greek side. To be tread down. That means somebody's stepping on you. To trample underfoot. Somebody, the oppressor, is stepping on you. The oppressor is trampling on you. To treat with rudeness and insult. And I'm reminded of the insult coming out of the mouth of Newt Gingrich, who just had contempt for the Occupy movement. Said they should come to their senses, take a bath, and get a job. You see, sisters and brothers, that is contempt. That is Newt acting on behalf of Wall Street, the bankers, 1%, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, to trod underfoot. He wants to step his foot on the neck of the Occupy. He's angry because the Occupy movement is the salt of the earth and the light of the world, and the Occupy sisters and brothers are raising the consciousness, the consciousness of the people, are sprinkling the conversation with words and thoughts that are counter, in controversion and contravention to the 1%, Rothschilds, Oppenheimers, the media, all of those who work on behalf of the wicked ruling class, such as Newt, who works on behalf of the wicked, rotten ruling class. So he's angry. He says they should take a bath and get a job. This contempt. He is verbally trotting, verbally rude, verbally insulting. Another definition, to spurn, to treat with insulting neglect. That was the spirit of Nu. And so, to be trodden underfoot, if we don't continue to do this, we'll just be trodden under the foot of men. The word men, 444, Anthropos, 444 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, human being, whether male or female, generically to include all human individuals. Okay? So we know that the oppressor are they who are trotting and stepping on, disrespecting, insulting the oppressed, and insulting the Occupy movement. The police coming out, pepper spraying. I saw the police take a Caucasian brother, my brother, a Caucasian man, pick him up and toss him over a barricade like he was a wrestler. You ever look at wrestling, the WWE, TNA, and how a wrestler would take another wrestler, throw him over the ropes onto the floor? That's what the police did. Took a man and threw him over a barricade onto the concrete. Just disrespect. You look in the eyes and the faces of the police, the FOP. And the terrible thing is, they're a part of the 99%. They're not the ruling class. They do the bidding of the ruling class. They think that it is to their benefit and that it is in their best interest to continue to work on behalf of the 1% and treat with contempt and insult and trod underfoot the oppressed, the Occupy movement. They are so mistaken. They are so mistaken. The 1% hate the fraternal order of the police, the rank and file, are also a part of the 99%, but they don't know it. And many of them are just so brainwashed to be filled with hatred at people, the oppressed, the Occupy movement, who only want a better life for themselves and their children. We gotta wake up, and the consciousness is being raised because the Occupy movement, you are the salt of the earth, you're the light of the world. Ah, verse 14, chapter 5, St. Matthew, Jesus talking, ye are the light of the world. Now, in that time, Jesus is talking to the disciples. In that time, Jesus is talking to his followers. At that time, Jesus is talking to the revolutionaries who are rising up. He is talking to the oppressed of his day. He is talking to the African Hebrew Israelite nation who had suffered and been trodden underfoot, suffered insults, suffered disrespect and insults and rudeness from Caesar, from the Roman Empire, through the high priest, through the Herodians, scribes and Pharisees of that day and Sadducees of that day. Jesus is trying to get the people to understand that they are somebody, that they are children of the Most High, and they have every right to everything under the sun that God, that the Father and the Mother Yahweh had provided through creation for the whole of the human family, themselves included. So Jesus is trying to raise the consciousness of the oppressed of his day. Tell them they're the salt of the earth. Tell them that they must stand up and fight. If they don't, they will suffer and continue to suffer. Tell them that they are the light of the world. And we say the same today. Poor people, oppressed people, middle class, working class, black, brown, red, yellow, white, poor people of the earth, no matter where you are on the planet, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. 5:4, 5:7, this word light is phos, the Greek language, Greek side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, light. Emitted by a lamp, a heavenly light such as surrounds angels when they appear on earth. Anything emanating, emitting light, a star, fire, because it is light and sheds light. A lamp, a torch, brightness, lamp. Metaphorically, God is light because light has the extremely delicate, subtle, pure, brilliant quality of truth and his knowledge, together with spiritual purity associated with it. All right, so the people are the light. The people have that potential to be They who exude knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You notice how your grandma, who probably was poor, taught us and me and you to respect each other, not to rob and to steal and to kill each other, to always work for peace. Whereas those coming out of Yale and Harvard and Princeton and Oxford and so on, many of them and too many of them and most of them, they teach warfare, bloodshed, killing, destruction. The Rothschilds and Oppenheimers had the best in schools, the best in education, but all they do is support and kill, support warfare, bloodshed, destruction and kill and destroy. But your poor grandma, she may have been black, white, brown, red, yellow. She taught us to love and respect and honor each other and not to meddle in people's business and affairs. Grandma was the light of the world. Grandpa was the light of the world. The poor people that you ran into in your community who were not rich, not wealthy, but a part of the working class, only wanted to work every day and provide for their children and taught their children to love one another and treat one another with respect and honor. That is light. That is spiritual light coming from God. You are the light of the world. You, sisters and brothers, are they who have that knowledge. See, some sisters and brothers think that we need the ruling class and families to run the affairs of the earth. No, we do not. We need you. We need each other. We need the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. It is among us that the light is. I'm going to cut off this session. Jah love, Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people. Thank you.